This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hey, Mary Lou from Dallas here again on my honeymoon, quarantining my way around the wild Atlantic Way because you patties are too afraid to lock up a Yank in case we take back the multinationals. Admit it, baby, that's the truth. Anyhow, in a shop just now, we asked how much for two ice cream cones. The woman said 99. We said that's a lot for an ice cream. She said nothing and took our money. Were we taken for a ride? Mary Lou, Dallas, and Banna Beach.
I rang Tourism Ireland complaints line there and said a woman just got charged €99 for two ice creams. She said, I'm going to call down to that shop right now. €49.50 for an ice cream cone is very cheap for Kerry.
Hello, Woolstock. Myself and Hoggy are down in West Cork. The very exclusive part, we were actually able to make a few phone calls and get it removed from Google Maps. Outstanding. Anyway, look, the weather hasn't been great. So we bought a wine bar and waited inside in it for a couple of hot American tourists to rock up and get babied with us. Unfortunately, all we got was a Nori couple in a Hyundai claiming that their Google Maps wasn't working and bitching because we didn't have any Coors Light. As if. Hoggy got morose after this and said our business plan was doomed, and then I had a genius idea. Jean, everyone in West Cork is making it, old stock. Do you know where we get the gear? Reggie, BlackRock.
My cousin is a gin enthusiast, which is a polite term for former recovering alcoholic. I said, what's the best place to start with gin? He said lying down, because it saves you from falling over a couple of hours later. We've all been there.
Now, what's the story with fool fans? Myself and the old doll took on mam down to Gary Vaugh last weekend. Me head do be fried from listening to the two of them banging on about how they've nothing to talk about because there's no Britain's Got Talent on the telly. Anyway, we decided we'd have a bit of a munch, so we stopped by a chip van. I asked for three salad burgers. Your one says, no salad burgers. We are a food van, not a chip van. Would you like calamari? So, like, what exactly is the difference between a food van and a chipper van? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
My niece is a professional foodie, which is a posh term for unemployed. I passed on your question. She said a food van is a turquoise van driven by someone from Preser Christians whose parents gave them 20 grand to start a business. I said, so it's a chip van, basically. She said, ah, no, it's much more than a chip van. I said, do you mean €3 more for a bag of chips? She said, yes.
The phones are red hot on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who'd prefer to pee in their pants than share a toilet with some Pamela from Powlett Duff Road. Kira underscore MacWilliams sailing bag said, with all the places closed off, she's started wearing adult nappies going into town now in case she's caught short and can't make the safe haven of the toilets at Brown Thomas. Fifi underscore Alexandra McQueen trainer said she's tried to sneak into the Imperial, but her feet wouldn't let her in because it's not Hayfield Manor. I'm just wondering, what's the public toilet of choice for the officer class in Cork City? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My neighbour drinks 4 litres of water a day because she believes everything she reads on Facebook. You'll often see her scuttling down Patrick Street with her knees crossed. I said, what's your favourite spot for a quick slash? She said, behind a tree in the Peace Park. I said, is that not embarrassing? She said, not as embarrassing as when the door opens mid-wee in the Grand Parade public jacks and this one goes, hi miss, thanks for the scene geography. Hashtag teacher tale. Hashtag happens too often.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.